Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can help us do all things that we have to do. He's wonderful. I don't know how he does what he does, but he is good at it. And those who listen to him, those who take heed, those who put their emotions last, and their love first towards God will always and forever more succeed. We progress our lives by our faith. We protect our lives by our faith. We secure our lives by our faith, because the just shall live by his faith. And our faith comes from knowing God. It comes from receiving his word. Now, the word of God is given to us as a grace from God, and the spoken word. When people speak God's word, doing their duty, fulfilling their assignment to give us God's word so that we can live and make choices. So the word of God is a grace, a gift from God. We couldn't earn it or deserve it, and neither did we deserve it, but God gave us his word so that he could legally heal our lives. If we believe it, it applies to us. Our work is to obey it. But as we obey the word of God, we also simultaneously secure our lives. Every part of God's word that we obey by our faith, it always takes faith. And that's how we make progress. That's how we build nations and families. You know, the vision of our church is to change families that change the world. And the change is always to be positive. Giving people what they need so that they can build their lives. They'll grow and they'll make decisions that will change the world. It's not a work that just springs up all at once. It happens over time. And the best ministries, they're fulfilled over time. There's always successions of success, progressions and successions of success. We hear a little and we do a little better. We hear more, we do a little better. We hear even more, we do a little better. And before you know it, we will have done something, and the Holy Spirit was behind the whole thing. It's the Holy Spirit who caused the pastor to know what to preach at strategic times of our lives so that we can go forward in the plan of God. I love to fuel my faith with the word of God. Even if somebody say the same thing God said to me, it's fueling my faith. It's encouraging. I receive encouragement from anybody who God will use to encourage me. Some people get hung up on the person's age or race or gender. I learned not to do that. Because when somebody give you a word and they're obeying God, when you receive it, it's a blessing to them. And when you ignore it, it can hurt their feelings. And it can cause them to not want to do it again. And somebody else may need a word more than you. So I learned to appreciate people and acknowledge people when they are a blessing. Because I want them to keep it up. Because that's where the blessings of God is. That's where the multiplication is. A lot of people want multiplication in their life. They want to be truly, tremendously blessed by our generous Father. If that's what you desire, that's a good thing to desire. Be generous to God. Give him your life. Come up with things you want to do and things you desire to do. And ask the Lord where it fits. See, putting his plan first is not just doing your plan and that's all. Say, Lord, I want to do this. I really like motorcycles, for instance. Now, I don't want to get hurt on a motorcycle and and I won't be able to do your will. But how can I use a motorcycle? I don't know why I like motorcycles, but I love motorcycles and I want one. But how can I honor you with a motorcycle? And see what the Lord will say. And the Lord that can bless you with a motorcycle can keep you safe on that thing. And if you fall, he can keep you from getting killed, because he kept me from getting killed. He blessed me. I grew up riding motorcycles. I still like them. I don't ride as much as I want to, but I like them. But anything that you do, it may be playing the drums, guitar. Lord, how can I serve you with this, with my interest? I got a friend, he's got a studio in his house, and he plays live music. There's a way to honor God with your interest. Just don't let the world have the interest that you got. Give it to God. It fits somewhere. Honor the Lord with all of your life. Honor the Lord with your life. Whatever, remember that little boy's lunch. Jesus fed 5,000 people with it. 5,000 men plus their children and their wives. With a little boy's lunch. That's a lot of food. That's tons of food, folks. Out of something that weighed under a pound. Now, or possibly a pound and a half. The Lord can take what you have and bless others with it. And success can be, it can be good, and it can be used as a weapon. But when you put the Lord first, He'll train you for it. See, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, He will train you for what you're doing, and He thinks of everything. If you let Him train you, you'll be prepared to succeed, and you won't go back. Some people are afraid of success, and they're afraid, just like they're afraid of failure. The first word I spoke to a pastor that I remember was, don't be afraid of failure and don't be afraid of success. I told that to a pastor under the instruction of God's word. I mean, the Holy Spirit gave me that to give him. And I said, why is God giving me a word to give pastors? I did it because out of obedience, because I told the Lord I'd obey him. And that's what he said, do and say, and that's what I did. That's what I said. So, and that was the first word, and many others followed afterwards. But I understand why people would be afraid to succeed, because success can be used by a weapon if you don't know how to handle it. And you don't have to be afraid of failure, because God didn't give you the spirit of fear. And if you follow God, you really can't fail. So, with all that said, take the Lord at His word. Hear Him out. Hear what He has to say. Take Him, and He'll take you forward. There are many wonderful things that you can, that will be a blessing to you. If you will only take the Lord at His word, hear Him out, and seek Him. God loves you. God cares about you. And He wants you to be blessed, and He wants to be a blessing to you. He wants you to understand and know Him. He wants you to seek Him. He wants you to see what He sees, do what He does. He wants you to live in His image. Go about doing good to others that can't pay you back. That's the heart of God. And that's what God wants people to do and see. Now, as we do those things, He's going to reward you. He's going to bless you, because you're a blessing to His people. And you endeavor to seek Him and go forward and do the things of God, and now He's going to turn around and bless you for your obedience. Because when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord, and He's going to bless you to do it more so. You know, you can, when you give to the poor, God's going to make sure that you have more than enough. And remember, prosperity comes, is added to your life. The things you greatly desire, they're added. But the knowledge and wisdom of God are multiplied. And we can receive, we grow better as we receive the knowledge of God. We receive it in our hearts and our mind, and the Lord bless us, and we go forward. And we understand things in a greater way because we obey Him. There's great power in obedience to God. Great power. Because the knowledge you gain will make a great difference to you. And I want to see more people honor God and see what God is doing. I want to see more people receive the generosity of God's word. Because God's word has so much generosity in it. The more you obey and the more you act on, the more you're going to understand. And the scriptures that people run from, those are the ones that bless you the most. If you master those scriptures, if you master doing those things, you'll say, one day it'll come to you. You'll say, oh, that's why he said do that. Wow, I didn't know that'll happen. And you see things in a better way. Going forward under the instruction of the Holy Spirit is your ultimate wisdom. You can't get better wisdom. You cannot get better wisdom than the heart of God's word, than the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When He guides you, He helps you understand Scripture in its proper content. Now, cold religion twists the word of God, and they water it down. They neutralize it. They make it where it can't produce, and they don't grow. Those kind of people don't grow. And what they learn, they learn things that they shouldn't learn, and it takes them back. They were stronger before when they first had a heart to know God, and they let people tell them lies. Now I'm talking about people who twist the word of God. People don't just go and say, "Oh, I guess I'll twist the word of God today." The way it happens is people get into fear. They have weaknesses that they pit instead of drive out. And sometimes people hurt them. And then, see, the scripture has an answer for everything. If somebody hurt you, if they hurt your life, hurt your feelings, hurt you in life, did something against you that hurt you, physically or spiritually or mentally, the cure to conquer it is to forgive them and love them. Anyway, when you do that, that's perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear. Because you love that person, you love them, and because you love them because God loves you. And when you love them anyway, you're not afraid of them. Now you understand that they may be an enemy. And you can love your enemies even if you have to kill them, such as people in war. In a war, you have to kill. But if you can take somebody captive instead of killing them, you do what's wise. But most people that are an enemy to you, we're not at war, so you don't have to kill them. You can pray for them, and the Lord will give you wisdom to handle the case. So you don't have to hate somebody to do them right. And you don't have to do right to people that only do right to you. You do good to all men in the name of the Lord. Because God, He could have took us out a long time ago when we did things we shouldn't have done. But did He do that? No. He put forth a plan of salvation so we could receive it. And he helped people grow up so they tell us about Jesus, and they did, and then we learn who Jesus is, and we grow from glory to glory. And now we're glad that God saved us. We understand His return is soon, and we're going to get to miss out on that terrible tribulation period. And we're going to be with Him. Do we deserve to be with Him? No, we don't. But His love is great and gracious. So we're going to be the same way towards our enemies. And the people that hurt us and say things about us, backbite and tell people all kind of terrible things, we're going to love them anyway, in hopes that the Lord will save them. so that they won't have to be lost. Sometimes, you know, people that they get a strife with their people and they can't get healed and they can't go forward in life, and sometimes they can't even go to heaven because they won't let go the strife and the unforgiveness. Unforgiveness hurts you. It causes you to be a captive to that person. So getting rid of hurts is you have to forgive and love sincerely. And weaknesses, if you love God, he'll help you become stronger than any weakness. And you can drive it out of your life to the point that it can't be a temptation anymore. I say that because I've done it. The Lord told me that Satan uses three avenues to attack your life: weaknesses, hurts, and fears. He listed weaknesses first, hurts second, and fears last. All the weaknesses, speak the word of God so you can be strong instead of weak. Do the things of God so that you can be strong instead of weak. Go hear the word so you can become stronger in that area or any area that you're weak in. And if you hear these broadcasts, you say, well, I don't know if I want to love like that and love people sincerely. All right, that's fine. Study chapter 1 of 1 Peter. And then study chapter 2 of 1 Peter. And then study chapter 3 of 1 Peter. And then chapter 4 and also chapter 5. And then go back and read chapter 1 again. And do that until you get strong in the area of love. And then turn over to 1 John and read 1 John. There's a lot of treasure in those two books. There are many treasures that will be multiplied to your life in 1 Peter and 1 John and any book of the Bible. But they will help you love. Now, this is why I say that. If you can love others like God loves you, you can learn anything from the Lord. I didn't learn much from the Lord until I asked him to help me love his people. That's when I really started learning from him. Now, all that you do, everything that you say, everything that you, all the wisdom and knowledge you've been given, it can increase. It's increasable. Just love his people. And when you sincerely love people, things happen that don't normally happen. One of the wonderful things that happen is this: you can see things for what they are, better. You can understand things better. You can grow better. And you can know God's word better. And when the Holy Spirit guides you, you can detect him better. And you're more motivated to continue with the thing that God would say do. But anytime he gives you something to do, I suggest that you plant that word down deep in your heart and not let it slip. Because it's not always enough to say, I agree with God. Sometimes you have to dedicate yourself to doing that thing. You may not be in the habit of doing it that way. You may not have thought about it the way you do now. And you learn and grow. And you prosper. Now God is good. And he has so much to say to his people. And by the wisdom of the Holy Spirit working with you, you cooperating with him, you're growing in ways you never thought about. And you're going to see him move in ways you never thought about. I love the Lord our God and King. And he has so much to say, so many wonderful things to share with us. And there are people that's going to be a blessing. And then there are people that's going to try to challenge you and be a problem and try to get you to do it the wrong way. But follow God anyway. You'll see things in a greater way. And you'll do better anyway. I thank the Lord for that. So his return is soon. And the Lord is wise. There's going to be people in heaven that you don't expect. And there's going to be surprises that you can't expect. The Lord was working the whole while. And he abused you as a tool in times you may have forgotten about it. God is good. He's trying to help us. He's trying to help us go forward so that he can bless us and so that he can bless us legally. And I thank him for it. Everybody that puts the Lord first, they will not be disappointed. But they'll disappoint the enemy, Satan, and those who love this world. Now, the love of the world is a death. It's a problem. And it causes people to err. It causes people to not do as well. It causes people trouble. And it's not necessary. Now, the Lord is mightily moving by His Spirit, and He's going to do great things in the lives of those who take Him at His word and trust Him. Everybody that seeks the Lord and put Him first, they're going to be most blessed as they choose His perfect will and they choose the guidance of His perfect will. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue. He will continue to mightily move in your life, help you and bless you in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is our Lord, and He will never waste your efforts.